The natural mind of man, the carnal mind, which is the mind we're born with, is enmity, which means hostile, against God. Is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. That mind has to be changed and receive another spirit. There is a spirit in with your brain that imparts the power of intellect to your brain. But you are only half there mentally. You only have half of a mind. You need the Spirit of God to complete your mind. That's the other half, and the more important half. And without that, you find that the things of God are foolishness to you, and your mind is just hostile against them. You're not subject to the law of God, which is God's way of living, neither indeed can be. And that's the way it is. Now as we go on through this, we see all of these things. When he had purged our sins, and as I say, that only reconciled us to God the Father, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. Sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. Now why did he do that? Why did he go up there? Why didn't he had qualified, he had overcome Satan. He had qualified to restore the government of God. He had qualified to sit on the throne of the world and to establish the kingdom of God and to be the ruler over the whole earth. Why did he not take it then? Why had God waited 4,000 years before the second Adam came and God had shut up the tree of life and shut up the Holy Spirit from man? And man has a mind. And God created that mind. And as God created it, it's hostile to him. But the first man, Adam, had a right to make a choice. And he had an opportunity and a right and a command from God to take of the tree of life. And he could have had a whole complete mind, but he didn't. And when he sinned, he brought death on himself. And Satan was there. And Satan had got to Adam through his wife Eve. And his wife Eve was the first woman of the ERA movement. You ever think of that? That started back with Mother Eve. And the women still want to wear the pants. I was just trying to think why I mentioned that the other day. I know I was speaking to all the visiting ministers the other day, just a few days ago. And I was mentioning how the wife of one of our evangelist rank ministers, one of our oldest ministers in the church, I mean not in physical age, but in years of service and being in the church. And of course, both of them graduated from Ambassador College, he and his wife, years and years ago. And I think their children are aged to be in college now, maybe are. I forget how many of our former students now have children in Ambassador College. But I remember I asked her one time, I said, did you ever try to be the boss in your home and wear the pants? And she looked kind of funny and she began to grin a little bit. And she said, well, yes, once. I said, oh, once. And did you find who the boss was? She said, well, you're telling me, I sure did. Well, I've had two wives, and the first one was my wife until death, as she should have been. Either one of whom was perfectly capable of being the boss, but neither one has been. And I think that's the way it should be, but a husband not only should rule his wife, he should rule her in love and in patience and in kindness and absolute consideration for her in every possible way. It's like just when we were in conference this week, my wife called me on the telephone. And they told me later that she called, so I called her back. And she said, well, I called you, but I didn't want to interrupt you in conference. I said, well, my wife always gets into me no matter where I am. said, well, I knew that, but I didn't want to interrupt just the same. Well, my wife has always had a privilege that other women don't have, some way. I wanted to treat a wife with love, with kindness, with consideration, and with honor, and to give them every honor like that. And I think every husband should do that. But the husband still is the head of the wife. And if he can't be the head of the wife, there's something wrong with him somewhere. And he should be able to be the head of the wife. But he should be in all love and patience and kindness and goodness in every way.